This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Clint Jameson at Adventure Earth Bicycles. He's ready to realize, by the way, bow season started today, right? So, got that going on, going in through hunting season. E-bikes, super popular. He gets it, and he's got a new shipment of fat tire e-bikes for hunting season. He's got the Mach Wheel, this new one, the Mach Wheel Obsidian 2.0, 750-watt motor. It's got the fat tires on it, the whole suspension. It comes in camo. And by the way, the suspension's from when I got my e-bike from Clint to Dow. The suspension on my bike is all in the forks, right? The suspension's there, and it's great. But now all the manufacturers are doing seat suspension, like a shock absorber. My buddy Mike Ward has one on it. It's next level, y'all. I mean, if you ride around with not a lot of butt like me, it makes a big difference. So they've come with full suspension. Also from Denago, their fat tire hunting e-bike, it's OD green and black, so it's camoed out for hunting season. They've got that in stock as well as all the accessories. So he's got holders for your bow, for your rifle, for your gun. Also panniers to go over the back tires if you need to carry gear in and out of the woods with you. He's got those bikes and they're ready to go. So you've been thinking about getting an e-bike for hunting season. The time is now. Go see him. He's at the corner of Little Flower and Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, kind of catty-cornered across from Ruth's Chris. Online at adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. All right, and good to see this man in studio, Mayor-elect of the City of Mobile, Spiro Chirigatis. Thanks for coming in.
How are you, Sean?
Glad to be here. I'm good. Thinking about from, our conversation in the forum we held before the first election, and then going into the runoff, I don't know if you can disclose all of what happened, but looking at the turnout that happened for the runoff, I would have lost that bet. You know, usually runoffs don't net out the number of people that the original does, but they turned out.
I generally expect a 5-10% decrease in turnout when
pretty
it comes
much standard
to a runoff. So, hopefully our messaging got through and
what
it
did
got
you do?
People
like,
excited.
What did y'all do to say, hey, I mean, obviously you needed everybody to show up who showed up the first time, but how'd you get the people to show up who didn't show up the first time to show up the second time?
We texted them a lot. We made their friends call them. We went to their doors and knocked and had a lot of conversations. But, in the end, it was just doing the hard work. These elections, these municipal elections, they're a different time of year than we're used to, in an odd numbered year, which we're not used to. So a lot of it is just getting people to wake up from their daily grind and recognize that, hey, we got an election coming up. Not everybody listens to your show every day.
Unfortunately for them. Yeah,
exactly. They wouldn't know about these fat tire bikes, which I'm now interested in.
Oh, they're awesome.
So a lot of it is just getting people keyed in and knowing what's going on, knowing that this is important. But I'll tell you, to me, the thing that I think changed the game was my friends texting their friends and their friends texting their friends to say, hey, this
like
is
an old
important
phone tree almost.
It's amazing how seemingly low tech it really came down to. And we did everything else. And I won't say it was any one thing, but that direct contact from friend to friend, I think it made a big difference.
Well, it obviously did. Because, the numbers are there. It turned out, and it's pretty amazing. So, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And you have just, as a private citizen, you only have, two more weeks? A
couple more weeks, yeah.
November 3rd.
Okay. Although I've talked to Sandy. He says he's out of there on Halloween, so, he might let me start a little early, but let me take that first Saturday of the month. But, November 3rd is the day I get sworn in that morning at 10 a.m. down at Government Plaza. Really excited, really looking forward to it, and just continuing to say thank you to everybody that did show up, come out, and vote. It took every last vote that we could get.
For sure.
And, am I thankful that the citizens showed up.
Yeah, absolutely. They showed up, like I said, way more than they showed up for the original, which was something. Now, looking at November 3rd or even before that, you and I have talked about this in the past. This is your first time, just checking, unless there's something I don't know, your first time being a mayor.
First time being a mayor.
Okay. And the mayor of Mobile. The research, or whatever you call it, has got to be, you had never done this before, there's obviously a lot to learn.
There, you know, the saying is drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That is how it feels. I knew that the city was involved in a lot of things. I thought I had a good grasp of it, and then I realized the 80% that I needed to learn more about. Trying to spend a lot of time meeting with people that are working for the city, that are already doing the job, hearing their thoughts, hearing their suggestions, hopefully finding ways that we can be a little more efficient, that we can improve here and there. And, of course, I've got some big items that are on my agenda that will be new. When I look at public transportation and trolleys, when we look at some of the things I want to do from the crime side and public mm-hmm. safety side, they're new, they're different. And so trying to get people to buy in while also understanding better, what they've been doing that's working, what they've been doing that, maybe needs some help.
Yeah, I want to come back to the trolley thing too. I got a trolley story for you. On the public safety side, there's the driver of so much of the conversation in your campaign. So what that you can tell us are we going to do differently? Because people are hungry for that. Like, let's fix this. How are we going to fix it?
Yeah. Well, one thing I'm really excited about is the increasing of the number of officers we have on the streets. We fully funded up to about 500 officers now. We've still got some. We just had a class graduate. Mm-hmm. We've got another class that we'll need to graduate. And then we're also folding in the airport police department. And so at least 12 of those will be dedicated to the airport. But I think it's going to give us another 12 officers out on the street, mainly in traffic control, patrols. So more officers on the street is one thing. I certainly believe in lighting, especially downtown. You look at some of the things that happen downtown. Not nearly as much in other places like mm-hmm. Nashville and other places that people still visit. But we need more lighting. We need people to feel safe when they're moving around our city. And again, I always come back to it, and we had this horrible shooting over in Mississippi, mm-hmm. youth gun violence. I was speaking with somebody today. He had lunch with his friend yesterday who left Mobile because she was a victim of gun violence in a fairly prominent story. We've got to end those stories. We want people moving to Mobile, not from Mobile. Mm-hmm. I think we can do that with a youth gun violence task force. I haven't settled on the name.
Okay.
But we need to be highly focused and intensively resource focused on that area, because that's what's making people feel unsafe.
100%. And, we talk about if I've always pictured gun violence, if you like a circle here, pie, and bad guy versus bad guy. It still accounts for stats, but bad guy versus bad guy doesn't bother law-abiding people that much.
I hear that.
Sad statistic, but domestics only involve the people in that domestic. Now we're left with the rest of that piece of pie, and that's the one that worries people. Whether it's bad guy versus bad guy and they end up shooting innocent person, or bad guy goes after innocent person, that's the part of the pie. And these gun numbers that, and you're talking about the youth gun violence issue. We have laws.
We do.
We got laws. So I want to keep those laws and put those people in prison. Mayor, there's something else that's got to change. There's something else we're not doing that's got to change.
And I do think it's at the education level. I think there are skills and, ways to see the world that I think we need to teach better. A lot of teachers might fairly say it's not my job to raise a child, but if we see that children aren't being taught the lessons they need to be taught at home, somebody's got to step in.
Correct.
Why
or
not?
You end up, or, and I agree, you might say, we're both dads. You might say, my children are my problem, your child. But at a certain point, it should be the parent doing it, but if the parent doesn't do it, you can't just say, because look what it gets you.
Yeah, and I don't want to say that all these parents are bad parents. We've got single moms working their tail off just to keep a roof over their children's head, and they can't be there at every moment. So we need to make sure that, those mentorship opportunities are there, some of those after-school programming that are teaching these good things. I believe in the golden rule, treat mm-hmm. others as you would have others treat you. These things can be taught by different groups, and I really think it's an area where the community can step in, whether it's the faith community, the mm-hmm. nonprofit community. They want to help. I'd like to see some of those efforts be a little more organized so that we're operating hand in hand and we're not duplicating efforts. And so I hope to do that. I hope to get those entities together, you know, and on the same page. They all want to do good. Let's do good together.
Okay. For the text line, Jason asked if you can make any changes in heads at law enforcement.
You know, I'm looking at all the options. Right now I'm meeting with people. I haven't made any final decisions. You know, I was just having lunch with somebody today. You know, I think we've got a lot of good people doing a good job. Do I think some changes may need to be made? Yeah, you know, they will eventually over time, and maybe as soon as I step in office.
What about this texter, unnamed texter? What can we do to get more funding to cut the grass along the interstate in Mobile? It's embarrassing, and the trash is overwhelming.
God, you know, that's so funny. I was talking about that yesterday. So most of that is LDOT, right? If it's next to the interstate, if it's grass at an intersection or an interchange, that's LDOT's responsibility. Mm-hmm. They've decreased the number of crews they have running. I think they only cut the grass maybe two, three times a year.
They're probably going to say because they have to fund the bridge.
And they might, but I think there's a way we can come to an agreement with LDOT where maybe we take over that responsibility with some, you know, hopefully some funds that come mm-hmm. along with that. But it is the image of our city.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's LDOT's road or not, whether it's their responsibility or not, people passing through Mobile are seeing it, and they're thinking about Mobile. They're not thinking about Montgomery.
Now, well said. Well said. Because that's the, you know, I didn't throw the trash down, you know, in my front yard, but that's trash in your front yard, and it looks bad.
Yeah.
So I got to pick it up. Believe me, I've cursed it. You've been out there like idiot through the, you know, but you pick it up. You know, on the trolley thing, before we go to the news here. So, and actually I was coming back from North Mississippi last weekend, and the diaspora of people leaving cruising the coast mm-hmm. were coming north on all the roads, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw two, I guess, classic trolleys that they had down there. They were taken back up. They got me thinking about when you first started talking about trolleys, I went, I don't know what Spiro's talking about. I'm like, as I thought about it, and I'm big compliment here because we talk about public transportation. I tell you, nobody wants to ride the bus. Okay, people have to ride the bus for a lot of reasons, but nobody wants to ride the bus. I mean, if somebody, you're going to try to get people to get on something, I don't want to get on the bus. But the trolley does the same thing. It's a bus, y'all. It just, it feels different. I think you will have success with that.
It just does. You know, I was out at South Alabama for the game last night. They bought two new trolleys to run people around the campus. It's a big campus. They're beautiful. You know, they hearken back to a different time.
Like, I thought when I first heard you start talking about it, I'm like, come on. But now that, you know, nobody really wants to ride a bus, but I kind of would ride a trolley.
Converting one citizen at a time here. You know, downtown, look, the footprint of downtown's getting bigger. It's hard to walk from Greer's downtown mm-hmm. all the way to the new arena.
Right.
But if you had a trolley, you could hop on.
Because I wouldn't get on a bus,
minutes.
Though. If a bus pulled up the same place, I'd be like, yeah.
Nah. No,
but
thanks.
If it's a trolley,
a little, you know, trolley with the windows half down.
I don't know what it is. You're onto something. I tried to honestly think about it, and I was like, what is? And I saw the trolleys, and I saw them again, like I said, this weekend. I said, yeah, I'd get on one of those.
I don't think you can quantify it. I think it just is.
It's like it is. Coming right back, more with Mayor-elect of the City of Mobile, Spiro Chiarigotis, right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Like 150, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Continue our conversation with Mayor-elect of the City of Mobile, Spiro Chiarigotis. I'm going to read a couple texts here as we get in. This one said, this was one of the cleanest elections that I could remember, and all the candidates had similar messages. I would urge the winner and those who didn't win to listen to each other and address crucial issues that face the city. Also, everyone should listen to each other on what direction should be and how to get there. Congratulations to all that fought in this hard race for mayor. So, yeah.
Great suggestion, you know, and with a lot of my former opponents in the race, you know, we need to build collaboration. You know, Ms. Hudson's a county commissioner, Ms. Drummond's a state legislator, and I've already spoken with Ms. Hudson about being collaborative on some projects going forward. I want to do the same with Ms. Drummond. You know, we all want Mobile to be better,
mm-hmm.
and I look forward to working with all of them to make that a reality.
Tim says, what about fire department? So many old 60 and 70 buildings? Maybe that's 60s and 70s.
There definitely needs to be some replacements when it comes to some of the fire department buildings. You know, downtown, we've got Central Station, which is, you know, really a hub. They need some new windows, you know. There's a lot of it. In the end, in any city project, it all comes down to funding. And so we've just got to make sure that we're allocating that funding. I hope, you know, hopefully there'll be some good news coming up soon. But we need to increase the revenue of our city without increasing taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We need more people choosing to spend their time, their money, and, you know, hopefully settle down some roots here in Mobile, living in Mobile, growing our tax base. And I think we can encourage that in a lot of ways. I've been up in the mayor's office a lot the last couple of weeks. I'm watching that arena climb skyward. You can really see the outline of it. There are exciting things happening here in Mobile, and I hope there are things that will make more people want to be a part of it.
The funding thing, this is one of the, you know, my soapbox is a pretty tight fiscal conservative and worry about overextending, you know, with our city. Too, and look at something like this big outlay, and worried about, okay, to pay for that, what do we not do? You know, I mean, because it is exciting. It's exciting. And I do like, I've said, I like the idea that OVG has a dog in the hunt. Like, they don't get to make money unless the city makes money. That right. world makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. That stuff makes sense to me. But you look at this and go, okay, this is really awesome, but we better make sure that we have the money to do the stuff that's not as sexy. Paving streets, doing drainage, you know, dealing with blight, those kind of things. They don't have ribbon cuttings at those, but those are day in and day out the things we experience in the city.
I might change that. We might have some ribbon cuttings.
I'd love it if they were
clean out some drainage ditches.
I think it would be awesome because that's
nice,
usually
clean concrete ditch.
Listen, I would love that. It's just we haven't seen that in the past. The stuff that gets the cameras and the ribbon cutting is the fancy thing where. The thing that people experience most days is like this road work needs done or this drainage needs done. It's just not as exciting, except when it's not done, it's really bad.
It can be devastating. You know, I think you can't ignore the tertiary effect of building an arena. And when you as a city invest in your own city, it encourages outside private investment as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see that Mike Dow invested a lot of money in downtown, you know, 30, 40 years ago now, that encouraged David Bronner from RSA to come and invest, you know, $1 billion in downtown Mobile. That wouldn't have happened without the city's investment. I think, you know, that took some borrowing and bonding of money. That's what we've done here with the arena. I think you're going to see a lot of private investment come in around that the city will benefit from, you know, from a sales tax, lodging tax point of view. You know, cleaning out cleaning ditches, fixing roads, they're never going to pay you money. But if you don't do it,
it's going to
cost you
money.
All the investment.
Correct.
You know, that the investment will flee. So it is something we can't ignore. You know, litter is one that's really
people are texting right now about people littering.
You know, I think there are ways. I think we as the public need to hold each other accountable as much as we can. So, you know, if you see somebody doing it, take a picture. You know, stop, take a picture. Take a picture of the person doing it, of the car.
Would you promise to have a place on the city's website where we could put pictures up of the people littering?
I thought that, you know, there's this Bad Drivers of Mobile Facebook page.
I do love it.
I wish somebody would create like a Bad Litterers of Mobile Facebook page. So that
shame is a good tool.
It just is.
It's proven over over the millennia.
Hard for me to encourage that, but you know, people do. You know, people want to be proud of their city. Many people do. It hurts me when people, you know, they're devastating our city and our sewer system. By the way, with this, you know, continuous littering. And one way that I plan on attacking it, I spoke to one of the city prosecutors yesterday. I want to see more community service required of people who are paying fines and being convicted of crimes at the city level. A lot of people can't pay those fines. Rather than them just languishing on, let's do community service instead. Let me get a crew of 100 people every Saturday picking up litter in Mobile.
I think that would be honestly a bigger deterrent than smaller fines. I mean, obviously there's some number where you'd hit it wouldn't, but you know, if somebody could say, well, I just come up with $500 and don't have to deal with it. Yeah. Or everybody's going to see me.
50 hours of community service.
Yeah,
with
and people are
going to
honk at me who know me when they go by on the
you know, I think it might make people think twice.
I think
it will serve the purpose of helping us clean this litter off of our, you know, roadways and stopping it before it gets into our water system, mm-hmm. which either clogs it up or gets out into the bay or our rivers. You know, I want to protect the beauty of Mobile, and protecting us from all the litter is part of that.
People, this also came through in one about the litter and panhandling. Said, what about panhandling? People hand them food and they throw it on the ground right where they're standing. You know, this area right here where we're in, kind of a hot spot for you know, panhandling and all that going on. How do you deal with that at a municipal level?
It's so hard. You know, I would like to see signs, right? There are places that have signs up that say, A, panhandling is dangerous. B, don't give out cash, because cash, right, oftentimes is just feeding the cycle that's keeping people on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to donate, here's a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can do that with some simple signage. We can't make panhandling illegal.
Nope, because then you can't raise money for the softball team. You can't sell donuts. You can't, you know.
You know, the Supreme Court also said we couldn't do it because it's free speech.
But yeah.
I think we can discourage it, because we have many, many programs out there for people that want to move out of that lifestyle and into a better life. There are people out there begging people to take a chance to come join their program. You might think that we don't have enough of those programs, and maybe we need some more funding, but we got a lot of people who are unmotivated.
That's the ones.
Unmotivated.
Do everything you can to get the people that are not by choice there, to help them, give them a leg up, get back into society.
That's right.
And then I don't know what you do with the rest of them, but you're the mayor.
I think you can discourage that lifestyle by, you know, signage. There are other things. Of course, if you see one of those individuals littering, don't be afraid to take a picture. Send it into 311. There are things we can do. You know, I'm not a heartless person. I love people, all people. I want to see people live their best lives, but sometimes you got to make it uncomfortable for them to lead a bad life before they want to leave a better life.
Well said. I have to get you back in soon after November 3rd.
That sounds great.
Spiro, thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor-elect of the city of Mobile, Spiro Chiarigatis, our guest. Paul Feinbaum on the way next.